despite directing the performance for 12 years, and dancing in it years before that. Chan Hun-go still gets nerves when she hears the tune of the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. "I don't think that will ever disappear," she said, remarking on the difficulty of the steps and the strict physical regimen she maintained while in performance season as former principal dancer for the National Ballet of Canada. Now that she produces the show, Go said it's incredibly rewarding to see the dedication of her cast, who are currently putting in 14 to 16-hour days, 7 days a week, to make the final product shine on stage. The number of audience members that come up to say that they've made it their family tradition, or that it's something that creates this warm, little bit of a departure in a world where so many things are beyond our control, she said. That there is such goodness in the Nutcracker, speaks tenfold to me. From Deck 15 to 18, Go Ballet's The Nutcracker is returning for 5 live performances at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, for the first time in 3 years. And the classic show is coming back in a big way, with a diverse cast of star dancers from international companies, a strong showing of local performers and a lobby packed with interactive experiences. Hailing from New York City Ballet is principal dancer Ashley Boudet, who plays the Sugar Plum Fairy. Pacific Northwest Ballet's newly named principal Cecilia Ilishu takes the part of the Snow Queen. Sterling Baca, principal dancer with the Philadelphia Ballet, plays the Cavalier. Locally, Vancouver drag performer Simone, Christopher Hunt, is coming back as the larger-than-life Mother Ginger. The role of Clara will be shared, as all children's roles are, by Thipika Sivanunthan of Surrey and Poppy Jenk of West Vancouver. Poppy, 12, attends Mulgrave School, and will be joined by her younger brother Oscar, 6, who plays one of the little mice. The cast is being highlighted as one of Canada's most diverse group of Nutcracker performers to date. This year's show features dancers from more than 7 countries, speaking 8 languages and spanning ages 6 to 73. The art form of ballet is about showing your best work, Go said. This means that dancers of all backgrounds and preferences should have equal opportunity. The ballet world has recognized that sometimes this has not been the case, she continues. Speaking on our part, we feel like from the premiere of our Nutcracker, we have featured dancers from diverse racial backgrounds, as well as people from the LGBTQ community. Go explained that while her version of the Nutcracker is a traditional version, it does get updated every year, often inspired by the dancers who come in. The Peppermint Dance in Act 2 features more male dancers this year, and unicorns have been added to the snow scene. Also, her team has put in a lot of effort to expand the audience experience beyond the performance itself. Sections of the Queen E lobby will be set up as large-scale photo areas, decorated as replicas of some of the stage sets. A choir will sing Christmas carols inside. VIP guests can get a guided backstage tour after the show. Go tells ticket holders to come early, especially those with young children, as kids aged 4 to 7 can come an hour before the show to meet some of the characters and even learn some dance steps. When a family has gone all out to enjoy a performance, I want to make sure that they just really live it to its fullest, and be able to take something home that will last, Go said. Go Ballet's The Nutcracker. When? December 15, 18. Where? Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Tickets, available through Go Ballet's website.